Fantastic. So welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat With Dan. For today, we have back on the show, what can I say? The incredible, the amazing, the badass, the superstar, the legendary, the incredible Nikki. Nikki, how are you today?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you, Dan?
Fantastic. I mean, what better way to have an incredible, super badass Wednesday than to be chatting with someone as badass as you know? You know what I mean. So,
I'm speechless over here.
Yeah, I love it. Now, before we start, I do want to thank those who are tuning in. If you're new to the channel, well, most important is in the description below, you're going to find all of Nikki's social media. Let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Nikki. And without further more, let's move in here. So, Nikki, tell me, what's new? What's up?
Oh, yes. It's been pretty slow all around. The strikes are pretty, they're affecting us up here in Canada, too. A lot of the productions that worked, that were coming out of the States have stopped. Mm-hmm. So it's just been mostly, I think, some MOWs here and a lot of non-union commercials and and indie, which I'm so happy to see indie kind of take over the industry up here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's been what, like 100 and something days for writers and 50 something days for actors, right? Who?
Yeah, I want to say we're past the 6 month part, like 6 month mark now.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard rumors of it's going to continue into 2024, but
oh God.
I know it used to be December. We were all hoping for December, and now it sounds like it's going to be a little bit longer than we're hoping.
That's crazy. You know, I first heard that in October everything was going to be going to be solved, and then I recently heard too that in December, but it doesn't look like in December either though. So.
No. And, you know, we stand behind the people striking. What they're asking isn't outrageous. It's not ridiculous. They're actually very reasonable demands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so
mm-hmm. It's a good fight. We need to do it.
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was talking about that a couple of days ago with an actor. And we were, I mean, we both agree that, I mean, that what they're asking, it's pretty reasonable. It's fair, you know? And if it's fair, why they shouldn't receive that part, you know? It's like, and it's a shame that that not other, you know, fields, let's say, you know, like some other type of works should kind of get their attention too, because eventually that's going to happen to all of us, you know, regarding with the whole AI topic that we're going to discuss in a couple of minutes. But, you know, things like that it's a shame that that there's this big companies that at the end they don't care about humans at all. They just care about making the big money, and for the rest of them, fine, you know. And it's a shame that they don't see everyone as human beings and just treat them fair, because if you treat them fair, they're going to stick with you and that's it. But instead of that, instead of actually building a good quality, you know, like real quality on it, they don't care about it. So it's a shame that that this type of companies, they just don't seem to agree on the fair, which is super fair what they're asking. So
I think it's, everything is a pendulum, right? And I think for the longest time, every business model was, how can we do 5% better than we did last year?
Yeah.
Right? And now we have AI, which can cut back on spending costs because you're not paying people. And that will increase your 5% and make it go a lot farther, right? And so I understand the mentality of trying to, you know, make as much as they can, but who are you making the money for? Like before, a business was to incorporate everybody. So, you know, people could have like a cost of living wage and be able to buy a house and like have a life. Like you, as sad as it is to say, like we do work to live. Nobody works for fun. So that was the model before, right? You keep your people happy. Your people will like invest their time and work for your business, and, you know, they'll be able to have their life and your business will continue to do better. But I feel like we've lost sight of the people part of the business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it became into this huge greed type of situation now. I mean, why would you need that's huge amount of money? I mean, nobody's going to be able to spend it in their whole life.
I truly believe that whoever your top person is can only make 10 times the amount as your lowest paid employee.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Like, that's always been something I can't remember who told me that or where I heard that from, but I thought that was a genius idea, because you want to make $200,000 a year, I guess your starting wage for your lowest employee is $20 an hour, right? Like it incentivizes higher wages. It incentivizes hiring good people that are right for either the job, the part, the role. And then that way you have like a well-oiled machine that isn't going to break, or it's not going to have a high turnover, or people aren't going to be stressed because you have people that want to be there that are being paid well, and everybody's happy.
But on this situation right now, it's not like that. They're making crazy, but yeah, lunatic amounts, and the rest of us is just, you know, just making bare minimum or maybe like a little bit more than minimum, which is crazy. So,
and back to your point, what are they spending their money on? Like,
right?
To this, if you make that kind of money, can you please message me and tell me what you spend your money on? Because I am so curious.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I will, imagine this, that for a year, you get that money to your bank account. You will get crazy in less than a day. You know, you will buy this incredible house you always wanted. You will buy perhaps like a car or two. Who knows, you know? Maybe you will buy even an airplane because, you know, F it. And you can buy everything you want. But then at some point, you'll be like, okay, what's next? You know, I'm bored. You know, like what? Like there is no goal anymore. I just have everything, you know?
I don't know about you, Dan, but I know if I am really trying, if I'm like really, like my goal is to spend all the money I have, the highest credit card statement I think I've had in a month is $2,000. And that's me trying.
Mm.
Like, what are people that are making $2,000 like in a day? Mm-hmm, like, what mm-hmm. are you spending that on? What do you need that for?
Yeah. I do one time got crazy and I spent like around 3,000 would be like, you know, with the whole exchange would be like around $3,000. Yeah. And the last two purchases I did, I was just bored. Like, okay, what else do I need? You know, I was like, just going to buy this because, you know, well, why not? And this too. And sure, why not? But yeah, like with that, I mean, that was just 3,000. Now imagine having millions upon millions upon millions up. I mean, it's crazy.
Like, how many private jets do you need?
Right? I mean, yeah, I would get crazy with that amount. I mean, even if you're planning to have kids, okay, the kids of your kids of your kids of your kids of your kids. I mean, like maybe like 8-9 generations are gonna be rich, and there's still gonna be a lot of money left for you know what I mean. So yeah, it's crazy that greedy has taken up on this upon companies now, and they just want to make whatever they can, but not even realizing that at the end of the day, the ones who are delivering your product or the ones who are making your product is those who are asking for fair treatment, you know, which is a shame. So, but anyway.